Daniel Subotchek, Book 5, Chapter 13, The Ecclesiastical History of England, by Venerable Bede. Chapter 13, How Another, Contrariwise, Before His Death, Saw a Book Containing His Sins, Which Was Shown Him by Devils. 704 to 709 A.D. But contrariwise, there was a man in the province of the Mercians, whose visions and words, but not his manner of life, were of profit to others, though not to himself. In the reign of Coenred, who succeeded Ethelred, there was a layman who was a king's thane, no less acceptable to the king for his outward industry, than displeasing to him for his neglect of his own soul. The king diligently admonished him to confess and amend, and to forsake his evil ways, lest he should lose all time for repentance and amendment by a sudden death. But though frequently warned, he despised the words of salvation, and promised that he would do penance at some future time. In the meantime, falling sick, he betook himself to his bed, and was tormented with grievous pains. The king, coming to him, for he loved the man much, exhorted him, even then, before death, to repent of his offences. But he answered that he would not then confess his sins, but would do it when he was recovered of his sickness, lest his companion should upbraid him for having done that for fear of death, which he had refused to do in health. He thought he spoke very bravely, but it afterwards appeared that he had been miserably deceived by the wiles of the devil. The disease increasing, when the king came again to visit and instruct him, he cried out straightway with a lamentable voice, "What will you now? What are you come for? For you can no longer do aught for my profit or salvation." The king answered, "Say not so. Take heed and be of sound mind." "I am not mad," replied he, "but I now know the worst, and have it for certain before my eyes." "What is that?" said the king. "Not long since," said he, "there came into this room two fair youths, and sat down by me, the one at my head, the other at my feet. One of them drew forth a book most beautiful, but very small, and gave it me to read. Looking into it, I there found all the good actions I had ever done in my life written down, and they were very few and inconsiderable. They took back the book and said nothing to me. Then, on a sudden, appeared an army of evil spirits of hideous countenance, and they beset this house without, and sitting down, filled the greater part of it within. Then he, who by the blackness of his gloomy face and his sitting above the rest, seemed to be the chief of them, taking out a book terrible to behold, of a monstrous size, and of almost unsupportable weight, commanded one of his followers to bring it to me to read. Having read it, I found therein most plainly written, in hideous characters, all the crimes I ever committed, not only in word and deed, but even in the least thought. And he said to those glorious men in white raiment who sat by me, "Why sit ye here, since ye know of a surety that this man is ours?" They answered, "Ye speak truly. Take him and lead him away to fill up the measure of your damnation." This said, they forthwith vanished, and two wicked spirits arose, having in their hands plowshares, and one of them struck me on the head, and the other on the foot, and these plowshares are now with great torment creeping into the inward parts of my body, and as soon as they meet I shall die, and the devils being ready to snatch me away, I shall be dragged into the dungeons of hell." Thus spoke that wretch in his despair, and soon after died, and now in vain suffers in eternal torments that penance which he failed to suffer for a short time with the fruits of forgiveness. Of whom it is manifest that, as the blessed Pope Gregory writes of certain persons, he did not see these things for his own sake, since they did not avail him, but for the sake of others, who, knowing of his end, should be afraid to put off the time of repentance, whilst they have leisure, lest, being prevented by sudden death, they should perish impenitent. And whereas he saw divers books laid before him by the good and evil spirits, this was done by divine dispensation, that we may keep in our mind that our deeds and thoughts are not scattered to the winds, but are all kept to be examined by the Supreme Judge, and will in the end be shown us either by friendly angels or by the enemy. And whereas the angels first drew forth a white book, and then the devils a black one, the former a very small one, and the latter one very great, it is to be observed that in his first years he did some good actions, all which he nevertheless obscured by the evil actions of his youth. If contrariwise he had taken care in his youth to correct the errors of his boyhood, and by well doing to put them away from the sight of God, he might have been admitted to the fellowship of those of whom the psalm says, "Blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered." This story, as I learned it of the venerable Bishop Peckthelm, I have thought good to set forth plainly, for the salvation of such as shall read or hear it. End of chapter 13 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by Venerable Bede.